Keeping it light here on The Takeaway for the next few minutes. Sean Ramaswamy is here for our Friday Five, what we can find when we have the sophisticated browsing ability of our good friend Sean. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Great. So what's number one?
Trent Reznor versus Household Appliance.
Gone Girl, the home game.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's done Gone Girl, the girl with the dragon tattoo, movies, also the social network. He seldom tweets, but he did tweet to endorse this game that Vulture came up with. You want to play a couple rounds?
Well, yeah. What are the rules?
It's you have to figure out whether the sound you're hearing is a Trent Reznor piece of scoring or the sound of a household appliance. It's easy.
I'll play.
All right, great.
That's Reznor.
You're good. All right, the next one.
That's an appliance.
Shoot. All right. Yeah, that was a fridge. You're good. But if you go deeper, you might get stumped.
What's number two?
Two great pieces of animation here. So number two and three. The first one, a freelance animator in Australia seemingly conquered the Uncanny Valley.
What's Uncanny Valley?
Uncanny Valley is that weird place where you're looking at animation of a human, CGI animation of a human.
Right.
A fake human. But it looks too real and it creeps you out.
Oh, yeah.
So how real can we get without creeping us out? This guy has gotten really real and it's not creepy. It's amazing. You have to see it.
All right. That sounds good. I find that HD makes everyone look animated.
True. And the speed's a little weird.
Oh, yeah. It's freaking.
I don't like it.
Number three.
Number three. Another animation. This one is an animator facing off against one of his creations. It's a stick figure who starts like infiltrating all of his programs that are open on his desktop.
And Mutiny.
He travels through the USB cord into his iPhone and starts like messaging his friends on Facebook. It's brilliant.
Brilliant. How long?
4 or 5 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, so I can do it actually in the office.
Absolutely, yeah.
Terrific. Number four.
Number four. David Bowie had a whole new album last year, but this one song is probably more interesting than that entire album. It's 7 minutes of Bowie free jazz, Bowie being Bowie. It's a lot of fun.
Bowie can do anything.
Yeah.
Can do anything.
There's something very funny about hearing Bowie sing, "Sue, I got the job."
Yeah,
right. What job did he get? Yeah. I want to know. Taco Bell?
He'll never lose his job. Right, yeah. Thinking outside of the bun, that's David Bowie.
Yeah.
All right, number five here.
Okay, number five. Jimmy Fallon is undeniably good at half of his job.
Jimmy Fallon. This is
I
a
know.
Reach?
No.
This is a deep dive in
so,
the internet?
This isn't something he did this week on his show. This is some guy on the internet, or some gal, I'm not sure, taking all of his clips of using the word fun and making a supercut out of them. His three favorite adjectives are, you know, nice, amazing, and fun, much like any 9-year-old out there.
So fun.
That's so fun.
It's just so fun.
Dude, it's fun.
And you are so fun. You are so fun.
That was really fun.
So fun.
Isn't it fun?
It's really, really fun.
It's super fun. That's so fun.
Somebody's going to do that to me. God, I wonder what the word is.
This has been so much fun.
My staff's going to do this. This is so much fun. Fun with Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. That great show about the kind of art you don't see in museums. Sean, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And you can find all of Sean's picks on our website, thetakeaway.org.
This is The Takeaway.
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 On The Takeaway.
Takeaway.
More of The Takeaway.
Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.